This is Brother Moses' last night here, so I've asked him to give us a little word this evening, and he's offered to do so. So you might remember him in your prayers. He leaves tomorrow, Lord willing, back to his home in Mexico.
Primeramente, le doy gracias al Señor de haber estado con ustedes estos días.
He said, thankful to the Lord for the opportunity that I've had to be among you these days.
Ya estoy como la canción, te vas y no te has ido.
That one I know. There's a song that says, oh, dígale otra vez.
Que me voy y no me he ido.
Oh, okay, I'm like the song that says, I'm going, but I haven't gone anywhere.
Esta noche quisiera comunicar con ustedes unos pensamientos que he vivido en estos días y son pensamientos que he tenido de por años, pero la realidad es que he vivido una experiencia muy, muy suprema.
I'd just like to share a few things with you that I myself have experienced in my life as well.
Vamos a escudriñar las Escrituras, 1 Corintios capítulo 1 y versículo 10.
We're going to study the Word of God and starting in 1 Corinthians in chapter 1, and we'll start reading from verse number 10.
¿Quieres leerla?
Yeah. First Corinthians 1 and verse number 10. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment.
Lo que el Señor busca en nosotros,
what the Lord is looking for in us,
lo he dicho antes y no dejaré de repetirlo,
I have said it before and I won't stop repeating it,
quiere que aprendamos a amar.
God wants us to learn how to love.
No sabemos amar.
Because we don't really know how to love.
Quiere que aprendamos a obedecer.
He wants us to learn how to be obedient.
No sabemos obedecer.
Because we, by nature, do not know how to be obedient.
Dios quiere que aprendamos a creer.
God wants us to learn how to grow, or to believe, excuse me.
Somos incrédulos.
Because on the whole, we are unbelievers.
Dios quiere que santifiquemos nuestra vida.
God wants us to sanctify our lives.
Apartándonos conscientemente de las cosas que sé que en su voluntad no están bien.
To separate ourselves from the things that we know that are not according to his will.
En estos versículos.
In these verses.
Dice, estéis perfectamente unidos.
He says that ye be perfectly joined together.
Una misma mente y en un mismo parecer.
In the same mind and in the same judgment.
Parece ser que fuera una sola cosa, pero son dos cosas muy distintas.
On the surface it appears like it's just one thing, but he says there are two things completely different, one from the other.
Por ejemplo, no es lo mismo tener gozo que tener felicidad.
For an example, it's not the same thing to have joy and be happy.
Porque podemos tener gozo y estar totalmente tristes.
We can have joy and yet inside be sad.
Usted podría decir, pero se está contradiciendo, es una misma cosa.
You might say, well, that's a contradiction. It's the same thing.
Podría haber muerto un familiar mío y me embarga la tristeza.
It could be possible that one of my family members could die and it would bring in a lot of sadness.
Afecta mis emociones.
It would affect my emotions.
Pero tengo el gozo en el Señor que sé que está en el cielo.
At the same time, though I might be sad within in my emotions, I have the joy of knowing that person is in heaven.
Esta es mi mente.
That's my mind.
Y cuando dice que tengamos una misma mente y un mismo parecer.
So when it says here to have the same perfectly joined together and the same judgment,
que lo que pensamos y lo sentimos,
is what we think and what we feel.
Sea para que estéis perfectamente unidos.
He says again that ye be perfectly joined together.
La unión,
the union,
hace la fuerza.
Is what brings strength.
En el mundo comercial de negocios,
in the business world,
hacen mesas redondas.
They build round tables.
Para que haya una lluvia de ideas.
But so that there could be like a pulling together of ideas.
Para un negocio o para un problema, resolverlo pronto.
Whether it be for a business or a transaction, or whether it be for a problem.
Dios ha hecho posible el matrimonio.
God has made it possible for marriage.
Porque la experiencia y la madurez del hombre.
Because of the experience and the maturity of a man.
Y la experiencia y madurez de la mujer.
And the maturity and experiences of the lady.
Formen un mismo sentir y una misma mente.
Together they build one feeling and one same mind and the same understanding.
Y es una fuerza que derrota pronto, que sale pronto el problema.
And from that strength it can break the power of a problem.
¿Cuál sería el propósito de Dios tener una iglesia?
What is the purpose of God in having a church or an assembly?
Vamos a ver Filipenses.
We'd like to look at Philippians.
Capítulo 2.
Chapter number 2.
Versículo. Filipenses capítulo 1, versículo 27.
Excuse me, it's Philippians chapter 1 and verse 27.
Dice, solamente que, bueno, adelante.
Okay, only, verse 27, only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel.
Quiere que estemos unidos para propagar su palabra.
He's here saying that he wants us to be united for the spreading forth of the gospel.
Porque aquí dice combatiendo.
Here it talks about the, excuse me, he speaks about striving together.
¿Combatiendo contra quién?
Striving together against whom?
Contra la incredulidad.
Against unbelief.
Contra la sabiduría del mundo.
Against the wisdom of the world.
Contra las huestes espirituales de maldad.
Against the armies of the evil spirits.
Y también combatiendo con uno mismo.
And as well striving against one myself.
Porque a veces la fe se adelgaza.
Because the faith, what?
La fe se adelgaza.
Okay, the faith gets weak.
Pero juntos se fortalece.
But together it becomes strong.
Y el trabajo llama al trabajo.
And the work brings more work.
En estos días hemos tenido la repartición de textos.
So in this way certain texts come together.
Quienes hemos estado en esos lugares hemos visto cómo el ánimo, la alegría y la fe se refuerzan de una manera increíble.
We have been in these places, like here, where you see the joy and the faith bringing strength to each other.
Como hermanos que no conozco, como personas extranjeras, son realmente una familia, como si las conociera siempre. El trato es hermoso.
With people that we don't know and with people that we do know, even if they come from a distance, just the idea when we get together, it is a beautiful thing and it brings strength to us.
Dios quiere que seamos, como dice Filipenses capítulo 1 y versículo 8.
Philippians chapter 1 and verse number 8.
Porque, sí, adelante.
Okay, I'm sorry. For God is my record, how greatly I long after you all in the bowels of Jesus Christ.
Él nos amó a todos nosotros.
He loves all of us.
Y Él quiere que nosotros nos amemos unos a otros.
And God wants us to love one another.
Convencidos. Y sintiendo una misma cosa, un mismo sentir y un mismo amor.
Convinced and understanding that we should be ill and united in one common bond. And one common love.
Vamos a seguir leyendo en Filipenses 2, capítulo 2, versículo 2.
We'll continue to read in Philippians chapter 2 and verse number 2. I'll read that. Fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind.
Aquí dice la palabra teniendo el mismo amor.
And this word here is having. The emphasis is on having the same love.
Unánimes, juntos.
Being of one accord.
Afectando nuestras emociones en una misma forma, en un mismo sentir, en una misma cosa.
It's affecting our emotions and our beings in one's focus on one thing and on one with one mind.
Y volvemos otra vez a la familia.
And we come back now to the idea of the family.
Tenemos nuestros dirigentes que son nuestros padres.
We have our those who are leaders, our mother, our fathers, our parents.
Que nos van a alimentar.
Who are the ones who gave us food.
Nos van a dar alimento físico, espiritual.
Who have given us physical food and spiritual.
Y dirección en una vida.
And given us direction in our lives.
Y cuando nos unimos, estamos juntos, felices.
And when we're together, we are happy, we're content.
Si es que tenemos amor unos con otros.
That is, if we have love one for another.
Porque hay familias que no lo están.
Because there are families that are not like that.
No han aprendido a amar.
They haven't learned what it means to love one another.
Porque el Señor quiere que estemos en una asamblea.
Why is it that God wants us to be in an assembly?
Tenemos nuestros dirigentes.
We have our leaders.
Somos, dice Juan 1:12 que somos hijos de Dios.
The Bible tells us that we are, and John chapter 1 and verse 12, we are sons of God.
Formamos una familia.
We are forming a family.
La Biblia nos enseña que debemos amarnos unos a otros.
The Bible teaches that we are to love one another.
Ayudándonos unos a otros.
Helping one another.
Sintiendo una misma cosa, una misma mente, un mismo amor.
And having the same mind and the same love for each other.
Y tenemos que obedecer a nuestros dirigentes, que son los ancianos o son los ministros que nos van a dirigir.
And it is our obligation to be obedient to our leaders.
Porque Dios los puso ahí.
Because God has put them there.
Ahora, ellos están, los dirigentes están, para servir al pueblo.
Now, he said that these leaders are here to serve the people.
Para ayudar al pueblo.
To help the people.
Para alimentar al pueblo.
And to strengthen the people.
Para los problemas que hay en el pueblo.
And to help with the problems that there can be among the people.
Pero si en mi ser no hay un mismo sentir y un mismo creer, porque creo que yo soy más que ellos.
If I don't have this one affection one for another and the same feeling one for another, then I can get to the point where I might feel like I am even bigger and better than they are.
Porque me exhortaron o no me permitieron hacer algo que la Biblia me dice que no está bien.
Because they had to exhort me or correct me on something and they didn't allow me to do something that I wanted to do.
Por no sentir amor.
For by not feeling that love.
Hebreos capítulo 12 nos enseña que se nos anida una raíz de amargura.
The Bible teaches us that comes from the root of bitterness.
Y entonces estamos invadiendo otras mentes, otros sentires.
In that sense we're allowing other feelings and other ways to come into our minds.
Estamos causando división.
And in that doing that we are causing a division.
Qué feo es de que me tengo que cuidar de un hermano porque él está pensando mal de mí o de una hermana porque está pensando mal de mí.
How difficult it is, or how ugly the word was, that I keep away from a person, a certain brother or a certain sister because of the feelings I have towards them.
En mis 26 años que tengo de ser salvo y de estar en diferentes congregaciones y he participado en muchas iglesias que se han levantado.
In the 26 years that I have been saved, I have been able to have the joy of participating in many different assemblies.
He visto cómo esa falta de amor crea rencores.
I have seen where there's a lack of love and there are... there's rencores. anger between people.
Divisiones.
And divisions.
He sido testigo de esas divisiones que se han formado dos iglesias.
I have seen where an assembly has divided up, and from one assembly gone into two different assemblies.
He visto misioneros no someterse y entregar sus cartas por no obedecer a quien los dirigen.
I have seen where even missionaries will not comply to leaders in an assembly.
Por eso hemos leído aquí, teniendo el mismo amor.
For that reason, we have read having the same love, Philippians 2 and 2.
Por eso es de que no sabemos amar.
And for this reason, we don't really know what it means to love.
Seguramente usted dirá, bueno, ¿usted quién es para decirme que no sé amar? Yo sí amo.
You might say, well, who are you to tell me that I don't love? I do love.
Yo estaba como usted y sigo teniendo problemas.
I have been with you and you with me and we had problems.
Pero Juan capítulo, primera de Juan capítulo 1, capítulo 4 y versículo 19.
But first John chapter 4 and verse 9.
Sí.
Says, in this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him.
Esto nos enseña que nosotros lo amamos a él porque nos amó primero. Es decir, si Dios no me dice o me hace ver que me ama, yo no le amo a él.
This is telling us that we love God because he loved us first. If God didn't show us what it means to love, then we would never have loved him.
Vivimos en un ambiente de conveniencia.
We live in an atmosphere of convenience.
Yo te doy esto, pero tú me tienes que dar algo a mí.
I'll give you this, but you have to give me something in return.
Tal vez usted ha escuchado, mira lo que he hecho por ti y con qué me pagas.
And some of you have heard, look at what I have done for you and look at the way you are paying me back.
Eso no es amor, es conveniencia.
This is not real amor, this is just convenience.
El verdadero amor es primera de Juan, capítulo 4, versículo 10.
The real love is found in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 10. It says, herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins.
O sea que realmente aquí lo que dice es que él nos amó y dio.
Here, this is teaching us that God loved us and he gave to us.
No nos pidió.
Didn't ask to have something from us.
En la cruz del Calvario murió nuestro Salvador.
In the cross of Calvary, our Lord Jesus died.
Para buscar mi bienestar, su bienestar.
To look for my well-being and to look for your well-being.
Eterno.
Eternal well-being.
Pero en la tierra también.
But as well here on this earth.
Entonces, cuando dice aquí, teniendo el mismo amor.
Going back to Philippians chapter 2 and verse 2, having the same love.
Dice, sintiendo el mismo amor, quiere decir que voy a buscar el bienestar de mi hermano, de mi hermana, no el mío, no el propio.
And so having the same love has the idea that I am going to look for the well-being of my brother or for my sister, not so much for myself.
Porque esto es sacrificial.
Because this is what's called sacrifice.
A mi Señor le costó la vida.
For my Lord, it cost him his life.
¿Qué me va a costar a mí?
What is it going to cost me?
Mi tiempo, mi dinero, mi esfuerzo.
My time, my money, and my energy, my energy.
Vamos a ver Filipenses capítulo 2 y el versículo 4.
And we'll keep reading here in Philippians chapter 2, and we'll read from verse number 4.
Sí, del 4 al 7.
From 4 to 7. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man. Versículo 7 o 8.
7, nada más. Aquí vamos a ver cuál es el costo de amar a nuestro hermano o hermana.
Aquí, here we're going to see what is the cost of loving a brother or a sister.
No voy a ver por mi conveniencia.
I'm not going to be looking at out for my convenience, what's convenient for me.
No voy a ver por mi bienestar.
I'm not going to be looking out for what's my to my benefit.
Sino voy a ver la conveniencia y el bienestar de la persona que emocionalmente no, sino mentalmente he decidido amar.
I'm going to be looking out for the good and the convenience of a brother or a sister who I need to love.
Porque no estoy buscando para mí mi bienestar.
I'm not looking out for myself.
Entonces, aquí la respuesta del Señor es que debo despojarme de mí mismo.
The teaching of the Word of God is that I am to make myself of, like the Bible of the Lord Jesus said, no reputation.
De mi riqueza, de mi tiempo, de mi conocimiento, por darlo a los demás.
And for the purpose of giving my time, my energy, and my help to others.
Porque dice el versículo 18.
Because it says
dos,
in verse
18.
You know,
2:18.
Chapter 2 and verse 18. Philippians chapter 2, verse 18. For the same cause also do ye joy and rejoice with me.
Gozo y regocijo vamos a tener cuando tengamos esta conducta de vida en la familia de la fe.
We will have joy and rejoicing when we have this kind of conduct in the faith.
Porque no estoy buscando lo mío propio.
Because I'm not just looking out for myself or my things.
Y aquí es donde se muestra la primera parte de que no sabemos amar.
And this is what shows us the first part of we need to learn, we don't know how to love.
Dios quiere que aprendamos a amar.
God wants us to learn how to love.
A veces escucho ministerios, hermanos, que nos dan una lista larga de cosas, de conducta. Cómo debe ser, cómo no debe de ser, cómo debemos de vestir, cómo no debemos de vestir, dónde debemos de estar, cuáles deben ser nuestras amistades, si debo ver películas o no las debo de ver, una serie de cosas.
Okay. At times I've heard brethren give a list of things that we should do and we should not do, and it's a long list, and this is kind of a series of things to do or not to do.
Se me olvidan.
But I forget the list.
No puedo practicarlas.
And if I forget it, then I can't practice it.
Pero si tengo en mi mente amar.
But if I have in my mind the concept of love.
Y entiendo el concepto que Dios quiere que debo de buscar el bienestar de los demás, no el propio.
And I understand the concept that I am to love and care for others and not for myself.
Nadie tiene que decirme cómo vestir porque Dios que mora en mí me dice.
No one has to really tell me how I should to dress because the love of God will teach me.
Porque si yo estoy amando a Dios, yo no quiero ofenderlo.
And because if I am actually loving God, then I do not want to offend him in my dress.
Y lo primero que me pregunto es, ¿estará de acuerdo Dios que yo me ponga esta ropa así?
First thing I ask myself is God in agreements with me by putting on the clothes that I'm putting on?
Que ponga unos tatuajes en su templo.
By putting tattoos on his temple, meaning our bodies.
Que traiga el pelo largo.
I have my long hair.
Si soy hombre.
If I'm a man, do I have long hair?
Y muchas cosas que uno se pregunta si está bien o está mal porque quiere hacer lo correcto.
There's a lot of things that people can ask if this is right or this wrong because they want to do what is correct.
Escuchábamos acerca de los ángeles.
We heard about the angels
el domingo pasado,
last Sunday.
Y dentro de esa predicación, ese ministerio, escuché que no tenemos un ángel propio.
In the middle of that message, I heard that we don't have individually our own angel.
Que nos esté cuidando.
That is watching over us.
Pero tenemos algo más grande.
But we have something much bigger, better.
Efesios capítulo 6 y versículo 19 dice que somos templo del Espíritu Santo.
The Bible teaches us that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Entonces es el que nos cuida, quien nos dirige, que nos redarguye.
It's this Holy Spirit that controls us, that convicts us, and that helps us.
Vamos a terminar con Romanos capítulo 15.
We're going to finish with Romans chapter 15.
Y versículo 4.
And verse 4.
Hasta el 7.
4 to 7.
Del 4 al 7.
Okay. Romans 15, verse 4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus, that ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore receive ye one another, as Christ also received us to the glory of God.
Las cosas que se escribieron.
The things that are written.
En la Biblia nos habla que el Padre da dones.
The Bible teaches us that God gives gifts.
El Hijo da dones.
And that the Son, the Lord Jesus, gives gifts.
El Espíritu Santo da dones.
And that the Holy Spirit gives gifts.
Esto es la forma tan diferente que somos todos y cada uno dentro de la iglesia.
This is a way in which we are all together in the assembly.
Porque es necesario.
Because it's necessary, these gifts are necessary.
A veces pienso que somos como un equipo de los que veo que juegan basketball o fútbol de ellos.
At times you think of it as a team, that if you play football or basketball.
Uno es el portero porque tiene las cualidades de defender con las manos muy bien.
He's talking about soccer, okay. If you play soccer, there's one of us that's going to be the goalie.
Ese es su don.
It's his ability to be able to protect the goal.
Hay defensas que son extremos y defensas que son medios. Son defensas, pero son diferentes.
There are different players along the way that are called the defense, and they're different. They have the same name, but they play differently.
Los medios campistas.
Then there are two in the middle.
Los extremos y el delantero.
The extremes and then the one that's in front.
Todos tienen un trabajo distinto y específico, concreto en el campo.
Every one of them have their own distinct thing that they have to do in the field.
Y todos tienen que estar ayudándose unos a otros en su con su habilidad.
And each one of them with their own abilities have to help the other.
Para lograr el propósito que es meter goles y ganar el partido.
And with the one sole purpose, and that is to get a goal and win the game.
La pregunta que me hago, nosotros somos como un equipo con diferentes dones.
The question I would ask, are we all like one team and with our different abilities?
¿Qué estará buscando Dios en nosotros para formar una iglesia?
What is God doing with us to form an assembly?
Dice versículo 6.
Verse 6 says,
Dice unánimes a una voz glorificando a Dios.
Okay, that ye might with one mind, that's unity, with one mind and one mouth glorify God.
Dice Mateo 22:37 que debemos amar a Dios con toda nuestra mente, con toda nuestra alma, con todo nuestro ser.
In the book of Matthew, chapter 23, it is saying there that we should love...
22.
22:37. Okay, let's turn to it. Mateo, what Matthew?
Mateo 22:37.
Okay, Matthew 22 and verse... 37. Matthew 22, verse 37, Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might.
Nuevamente vemos cómo se repite la palabra amor y unidos o unánimes, porque en las cosas de Dios, cuando se repite algo, es que es muy, muy importante.
So, the review, we look at what it says, the Bible says, about unity and being together. It's something that the Bible speaks of over and over again. It repeats it because of the importance of it.
Si Dios quiere que seamos de una misma mente, de un mismo sentir, de una misma voz, glorificando a Dios en la cena del Señor, por ejemplo, es porque lo estamos amando a Él.
If God wants us to be, as Romans 10, 15 and 6 says, that we might be a one mind glorifying God, and that is on display, less for example, in the Lord's Supper on a Sunday morning.
Y si estamos amando a Dios,
and if we are really loving God,
hay en nosotros la capacidad de amar a nuestros hermanos, a su iglesia.
And there in the meeting, the Lord gives us the capacity or the want to love one another and the assembly.
Y cuando hay este pensar y este sentir en mí,
and when there is this understanding and this in me,
no hay avaricia en mí,
it won't be envy in me,
no hay vanidad en mí,
and there won't be vanity in me,
no hay orgullo en mí,
and there won't be pride in me,
no hay rencor en mí,
there won't be anger in me,
y muchas cosas que están apartadas de lo que es el amor,
and many things that are completely the opposite of love.
No necesito más.
I don't need anything else.
Y repito nuevamente el hecho de Juan, el apóstol Juan en la isla de Patmos, cuando ya estaba muy anciano y no podía ya predicar.
I say again, like John, and he was on the island of Patmos when he could not preach.
Hijitos míos, amaos los unos a los otros. Hijitos míos, amaos los unos a los otros. Hijitos míos, amaos los unos a los otros. Se la pasaba el día repitiendo estas palabras.
He could say over and over again, my little children, love one another. My little children, love one another. My little children, love one another.
Y un discípulo le dijo, cansado de escucharlo.
And one disciple said, I'm tired of hearing this.
Maestro, ¿por qué siempre estás repitiendo estas cosas, esas mismas palabras?
And the disciple says, but Master, why are you always repeating the same thing over and over again?
Y él contestó.
He answered him.
Porque si esto hacéis, es suficiente.
Because if you would do it, then that would be all that would be required.
Que Dios bendiga su palabra.
God might bless his word. Okay, we'll pray in closing. Our Father, we give our thanks again to Thee for the privilege of being here tonight. And we thank Thee for the theme of the meeting on the importance of unity and loving and caring the one for the other. We thank Thee for the privilege of being united around the person of our Lord Jesus Christ for one common goal and one common purpose. Now we pray that Thou bless Thy word. Pray that Thou take us to our several homes in safety. Remember our brother as he would be traveling back to his home in Mexico beginning the day tomorrow. That will be with him and take him. Remember others who are normally with us but are not able because of work and other reasons. We just commit them to Thee as well. Now we ask Thee, Thy parting blessing upon us, and we ask it in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.